In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today we are celebrating the Palm Sunday. That's why all the kids and everyone today is crying and he's saying, Hosanna to God in the highest blessing, he who comes in the name of the Lord. And truly, really in an amazing day. But maybe today my feelings, there is two feelings I have, because in this morning, as you heard about what happened in Sri Lanka, and now more than 250 martyrs, explosions in everywhere, more than 5 churches and 3 or 4 hotels. While they are celebrating the Easter, they died. And again, I'm saying today to them, yeah, Hosanna. Because if we are celebrating today the Palm Sunday when Jesus Christ, he entered to Jerusalem, and also the Easter for the Western, and they are celebrating also to Jesus Christ in heaven. But I have only to remember the verse when Jesus Christ said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If I go back to Zacchaeus, he said, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee, just as Savior is meek and riding on a donkey and a young foal. From 400 years before, you can imagine that Jesus, that Zacchaeus said that Jesus Christ, he will go and enter to Jerusalem on a donkey. And there is, we read already the 4 Gospels today, as you listen to the 4 Gospels. In Luke, he said, Jesus Christ, he was looking to the people and said to Jerusalem, I hope that you know the time of your visitation. And Jesus Christ, he already visited the people many times, by many things, but miracles, by everything, by talk, many things. And I have to ask myself now, okay, is really Jesus Christ is visiting me or not? And I'm able to listen to him and go with him to Jerusalem. By the way, Jesus Christ in 3.5 years, he never let the people say that he is the king of kingdom or the king of kings. Why today he allowed to everybody to say that? Now and to the week, for all the week, we will see Jesus Christ is trying to reveal himself. Starting from today, every day he will say, I am. He will say to everybody, who is he? And let's walk with him during the whole week, from today to the resurrection, to the Easter. And we will see 7 days, and he will say 7, I am. Today he said, I am the shepherd. Follow me. That's why he said, I am the king. I am the shepherd. You have to follow my steps. You have to follow what I'm doing. What I said to you, follow me too. Jesus Christ, he entered to Jerusalem. And he told all the people in Jerusalem. And he was crying, and he wept, and he said, I know what will happen to you, because you didn't remember the time of your visitation. I visited you before. And I'm asking myself, is really Jesus Christ visited me before? Yes, he visited me for sure. Count on you, count. How many times when we are praying, for example, we have a grace. How many times Jesus Christ, he was talking to me? How many times I came to the church and I listened to whatever, to sermon, to the gospel, but suddenly I heard a word and, oh, this word is coming to me. This is a time of visitation. How many times Jesus Christ, he was talking to me through many peoples? Or how many times Jesus Christ saved me and he sent me a message? This is the time of visitations. He is talking to me. He is talking to me all the time. It is not the first time, Jesus Christ is not the first time to go to Jerusalem, but he wanted to go today and reveal himself and say, and he's saying, I am the shepherd. Please follow me. And I was looking today to the news quickly before coming to the church, and I saw like a lot of people martyrs, and you saw a lot of people inside the church, what they did. They followed the same steps of Christ. They followed the same steps of Christ. They did nothing. That's why it's only when we say rejoice, and we have to really rejoice. Rejoice because we are Christian. Rejoice because we are hidden inside the church. And to know exactly what the meaning of joy, rejoice, joy. Joy is G-O-Y. Jesus and the others and yourself. If you want to be happy, to have your joy in your heart, you have to find the three things in your heart. Joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. First of all is Jesus. I remember when I went the first 40 days when I went to the monastery, and one of the elders of the monks, he said to me, okay, tell me your priorities in your service. I told him for sure the first things, the service and the people and everybody and the kids and the families and the church, all of that. He told me wrong. First priority, it's yourself and God. This is a small circle. If you want to serve, you have in first to go and to build your relationship with God. You can't do anything without him. He is the center of your life. If you want to be happy, if you have to keep your joy inside your heart, you have to keep Jesus also inside your heart. That's why when we go, when we see the kids, for example, why they are very happy. There is two different kinds. If we see the scene, we have two different people. The kids, some kids and some people, and they are crying, Hosanna, to the highest. And other people, like Pharisees and other people, they said, oh, why are they doing that? He's not the king of the kings. Why they are doing that? Why they are crying and saying, Hosanna? And they said to Jesus Christ, why let them do that? He said, because they know who am I. And my question to you now, are we celebrating, we are coming to the church and we are saying Hosanna all together and we have the palms yesterday and today and we do the procession outside and here too. But are we in joy with Christ when he go to Jerusalem, or are we enjoying and we letting Jesus Christ come and enter to my heart, inside my life, and I am telling him, okay, I'm ready. I'm opening the gates of all my heart and come and dwell inside my heart today. And I'm crying like a kid. Why the kid? Because they have simplicity in their life. They're very simple. Yesterday when we were outside and we have the procession with the donkey and all of that, I saw the kids, they are very happy. And with the palms, But the ark, and when I was inside the church and I tried to teach them how to say Hosanna in Coptic and English, and the kids, they are very happy because they are very simple. They know that Jesus Christ is now, we are celebrating the Palm Sunday. And see the small kids, they are very, very happy with the palms, and as if Jesus Christ is outside and they are going outside to celebrate his coming to the church or his entry to Jerusalem. Are we celebrating? Are we doing the same? Are we have this simplicity in our life, spiritual life? We are making our life very complicated. We are bother ourselves with many things, and we forget that to live with Christ is very simple. It's very simple. You know why it's very simple? It's only one word. Because he loves us a lot. And that's it. You can imagine that why it's very simple to love God? Because only one word. He loves us a lot. And we will see during the Holy Week what he did for us. Why the kids go to their parents and they ask a lot of things. Baba, can you bring, please, for example, like this one, the chocolate, or this toy, or whatever. Or to mama, mommy, please, can you please ask Baba to do that, or please, can you open the TV, or whatever. Why they ask all of that? Because they have only their parents? No, but they know also, too, that the parents love the kids a lot. They have the pure love inside their heart. And this is exactly what they are enjoying. They are enjoying. That's why today we have to enjoy. We have to have this joy inside my heart because Jesus is the center of my heart. This is the first thing that I have to learn. And also, if you wanted to keep that joy inside your heart, which is the second point, which is others, then in Jesus, then the number two is all, which is others. I have to be humble a little bit, please. Jesus Christ came to Jerusalem on a donkey. I was like looking one day when I was preparing the lesson or the sermon, and I was like, oh my God, like we are saying inside the altar, we are saying, who dwells in the highest on the cherubim and the seraphim? And he entered to Jerusalem on a donkey. What is humility? You're very humble, Jesus. Why you come to Jerusalem like that? Third thing, if you want to enjoy your life and to have to keep that joy inside your heart, you have to be humble and serve and help everyone. Help. Anyone ask you or not asking you, help. Be humble. Don't be the first one. And Jesus Christ said, I give you an example. Even I came to the earth, and the first day of my birth, I didn't find any place, and I found only a manger. I am the King of the Kings, but I'm trying to teach you to be humble. That's why we have to know exactly how to be humble, to learn how to be at the least, not the first one. Not say, I am. No, say, I'm not here. I remember, I will never forget this story. One day, I was like passing by the church, and I know at that moment there is no one at the church I know, and there is no service, there's nothing, and I know the church also is, maybe it's closed, but I have a time that when I said that, like, I go to the church to pray, and then I went to the church and finally finished my prayer, and then I decided to go to the washroom, and then when I opened the washroom, I found a surprise. I found the priest of the church. He was cleaning everything inside the washroom, and he was like looking to me, why you are here now? Like that, like, it's a washroom, like, what I can do, like, I don't, but I, he didn't expect that for sure anyone would be at the church, and he forgot to close the door from inside. Like, not the washroom, I mean that church. That's why the church was open at that moment, and I was surprised. But at that moment, I remember this exact this story. Never in it was inside my memory all the time. He gave me a lesson at that moment. If you wanted to be the first, be the least. If you wanted to enjoy with Christ, be humble. If you wanna to keep Christ inside your heart, don't ask about yourself. Never, never. And the last thing also too, which is very important, that, yeah, yourself. What about you, myself? Like, okay, joy, it's a J-O-Y, and Jesus and others. What about myself, yourself? I have, you. There's also another, the choir. The choir, when the kids are, like, celebrating, and they're crying, and also, too, with other choir or other part from the choir are the disciples. The disciples, because they lived with Jesus Christ for, like, a little bit. Yeah, they lived with him years. They know a little bit about Christ. He is different. He is the king. Then to know Christ and to enjoy with him, you have to know more about him. How can I, now I have a palm and I'm enjoying and I'm crying, Hosanna in the highest, the King of the Kings, enter to Jerusalem, and I don't know who is that. Then that's why I have to open the Bible and I have to live with him a little bit. I have to enjoy the living with him, the life. I have to know where is he. If the church is now, for example, if today is a Sunday or anyone, there is a liturgy, I have to come early, I have to meet him. I have to find the relationship between me and between him to know him more. Then I will enjoy a lot with him. The last things I will tell you, yesterday it was for me a little bit, I saw the donkey, and it's a small donkey, and he's stubborn. That the woman that she brought this donkey yesterday and showed me, okay, take care about him because he's very, like, anxious a little bit and stubborn a little bit, and she tried to, like, to keep it, like, to walk, okay, and the donkey's stubborn, and I think he said in his mind, no, I will never walk now. Now, no way. And he saw all the kids and they're like, oh my God, no. I don't want to walk through that. However, the donkey yesterday gave me many lessons. Really, he gave me many lessons. Number one, you can imagine that the donkey, I'm not talking now about the donkey of yesterday, maybe yesterday, but also the donkey when Jesus Christ, he had a ride on the donkey. The donkey didn't know about that there is someone will take a ride and go. But the donkey didn't know that this Jesus Christ who will take the ride. Then suddenly he found a lot of people say Hosanna, and a lot of kids too, and they put all the palms and the garments under his feet. The donkey say, "Oh, I am very famous. Oh wow, I'm very famous." But why? What happened? God created me for a purpose. If you feel that you are anxious, if you feel that you are not have anything to do, no. Jesus Christ knows you by name. By name. He graved you on his hands. He knows you exactly by name. That's why don't be anxious. God created me and you for a purpose. And we have a goal. We have a mission to do. And also, like the donkey of yesterday, he was stubborn. No, don't be stubborn. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. If God told you to go anywhere, say yes. Sometimes the people said, I don't know. I think God is pushing me to go this way, but I don't like this way. And maybe God tried to talk a lot. Leave this way and go this way. Leave this way and go this way. And I'm stubborn. No, I don't like that. It's like a donkey. He doesn't want it to walk. No. Because God created you for a purpose, also follow him because he is the shepherd. Because he said today, I am the shepherd. I am the shepherd. Don't be stubborn. If you listen to God and you see that God is telling you something, for example, say, yes, okay, I'm listening to you. I'll do what you want from me. And also, I think the donkey of Jesus Christ, not of yesterday, the donkey, when Jesus Christ, he took a ride, I think the donkey, Jesus Christ touched the donkey first. Because yesterday, this is what happened. They told, guys, okay, take care. Like, the woman tried to touch the donkey and keep calm and everything like that. And me too, I was afraid a little bit from the donkey. I'm not sure what he will do. But anyway, I try also to be calm with him and calm the donkey. This is exactly, I touched the donkey. Jesus Christ touched already the donkey at that moment, before the ride. You know what? Every one of us, if I ask really this question, how many times Jesus Christ touched your heart? How many times Jesus Christ touched your heart? Many. Many. But the problem that I have to let him, again, I have to let him touch my heart. The problem, my heart is sometimes like a stone and no one can touch it. And I make a barrier between me and between anyone can touch my heart, even Christ. This is the problem. But now, no, I have to change my heart. I have to open the gate of my heart and let Jesus Christ come inside my heart and touch my heart to feel warm. And how to do that? How to open my heart and to let him touch my heart. When you go to your room, when you go to pray, when you raise your hands and your eyes, raise also your heart a little bit. And keep everything bother you from outside, keep it outside the room. And tell Christ, me and you alone, touch my heart. Then only I wanted to ask him to touch my heart by be me and him alone. There is nothing between me and between him. This is only the way. This is only the way to enjoy. The way to enjoy today and to enjoy also Christ when he entered to Jerusalem. The last things I will tell you. One of the early church fathers said, Palm Sunday marked the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but he entered in humility, not in pomp and power, to humble ourselves and make our souls the garments that we spread before him. This is the greeting he desires, says, this is one of early fathers, say, early church father, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sayings are fulfilled from the prophecies and the proverbs, as Zechariah prophesied and said, a prophecy about Jesus Christus, Jephes Marot and Jeviot Nemechirinem Bimneuma. Stand in your
Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and of the Father, of all ages, light of life, true God, and true God, begotten, not created, one is the Father, by whom all things are made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and the Virgin Mary, and became man, and who crucified for us and upon us by suffering. Son of the heavens, he sits at the hand of his Father. He's coming again, who will judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And one holy captain of the soul church, we confess and baptize the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
I have sinned, forgive me, my beloved. Is more than